Hey, it's a change in eerie, and you've gone back for the last 50, 60 years, 70, and we've come from the ox cart and the oxen, down the ground slide, the old mules, on up to the tractor. Yeah, I still got a ground slide, still got the old mules, and got a tractor. And I've got an old tractor, got an old timey international regular 20 tractor. It's not in use. It's just used. It's just sitting. You've got a pretty good rundown on the buildings: the barn, the chicken house, the tool shed.
Exactly what we got.
Dwelling house, and of course I have this old house over here on the hill, the bonded house. I call it a tenant house. But that's where we stayed till we got this home built.
Well, it wasn't nothing then like it is now.
What?
No. It's all down now.
Where'd you keep cows? Or any special places you kept to milk them, pasture?
Yeah, we had cow pens, which they put them in that when we milked
them. At night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pen them. This bank right up here, where that tractor's sitting up there now, and we had that hill in there was fenced in. That was a cow pen. That's where we brought, keep the calves up in the lot in the pasture when we run them in the rain. The cows would come in, put them in the cow pen, turn the calves in and milk them. See? And then next morning milk them, turn them out, and they go to the range. And they fare it fine from the time the grass comes the spring of the year, the freeze come the fall in this rain. See, this whole year in here. There's thousands of acres of land, forest land in here. And the cattle and the hogs have made their living. And the people, that's the way the most of the people, and there's a few people, old-timers in here, that they were pretty independent. They made money that was stock. They put stock in the woods, and they'd bring them up and sell them, the sheep and the hogs and the cattle. Until the dog got to where they destroyed the sheep. And one dog killed 23 sheep. One morning up here, just running the sheep in, and the driver jumped them in the wood, running them in. Well, this old gentleman heard them coming, and he knowed the dog was down, and he grabbed his gun and run, and he killed the dog, and that dog would just line them up at the dividing ridge up here. He just counted them sheep. He'd kill them, he'd kill one, go on and get another. And that's where a sheep killing dog would do, you know. They just won't kill one, need it. They just keep killing them if they can get them started running. But he killed the dog, he stopped. And he kept sheep on a while after that, but he finally discarded it. That was such a heavy loss, you know. He killed that many. Heavy loss. And more or less, it just forced him out of the sheep business. He just had to quit that time. And it went on. We had. Okay.
I'll let her ask a question.
What sort of fences would you have around?
Fence rails. Rail fences is what we originally had. And then we built several paling fences, what we call a paling fence. You ever see a paling fence? Do you understand? A paling fence?
Is that the does it come up at a point?
Well, yeah, you've got a paling. There's a paling. You can point the paling, but it's a slip of wood. Mm-hmm. And you break the strands of wire. You take four strands of smooth wire, cross this, and dry your palings in there. Mm-hmm. Make them up tight. And you can sharpen them on the end, or you can leave them square. And that is a paling fence. And I have just a short distance of paling fence still standing on the back side of my place now. It's not over 30 yards, but I don't get maybe 40. And I've got quite a few old palings piled up that I've taken down around the road here. Where I didn't have a paling fence in the corner of this yard down here. Almost to Forks of Creek down here, nearly a quarter of a mile around there that I put in there. A paling fence around creeks is a fine thing, you see, to hold the water. You put this paling fence up around good posts and trees, and when the creeks get high,